Steep Creek Open House in Canmore. And what that actually means, I think most people in Canmore got a little mail out with a map on it, and there was a big blue area on the map that said development hold zone. This is part of the municipal development planning, and if approved, would be pretty much all of Lady MacDonald's. My area, I live down in Eagleview Village, and the development hold zone, from my understanding, would be you can still make, say, an addition to your house, you can still build things like a shed, but, you know, any new development would be completely quashed until greater mitigation, i.e. the debris retention structure, is put into place.
We have been studying it since 2013, since we saw what happened. The hazard and risk assessment process that we've gone through has identified different levels of risk for different creeks and alluvial fans. Let's remember that Cougar Creek is the most densely developed alluvial fan in Canada, and that's what one of these studies found.
You've seen the science. I've seen the science. You know that basically that entire Lady MacDonald neighborhood is built over an old channel of that creek. And had those heroes in Cougar Creek not cleared the Elk Run Bridge and that culvert had failed, that's exactly where all the debris in the water would have gone, was right down Lady MacDonald. So I understand the science behind it, I understand the logic behind it, but I don't know if everyone is going to agree with that, especially, you know, if they've got a vacant lot in that neighborhood or they're wanting to do a major redevelopment on their property.
This is one of those things that affects other creek areas as well. But what the plan is saying is this is the hazard we found. This is the risk that we're at due to how much development and human use is on it. If we mitigate to reduce that risk, then development can happen. And that's why the debris retention structure is proposed for Cougar Creek. That going in place would reduce the risk on that fan. The other option is that we just let Cougar Creek undevelop. I don't see that as economically a viable option. And we built there, we shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Now we need to fix the problem that we know we have. Mm-hmm.
So you were at the open house on Wednesday night. Any takeaways from that?
This is a very complex land use planning issue. And as a community, we need to wrap our heads around that. And we need to understand this is more than just taking away development opportunities or economic impact. Or I'm going to guess that some people are going to think this is a way to further justify that debris retention structure that they question as necessary. There's hundreds of millions of dollars of property at risk, let alone human life. Is this ever going to happen again? Knowing what they know, having analyzed the situation, if the town of Canmore does not recognize or put in place something in their municipal development plan which dictates land use, it could be liable if it happens again and nothing is done. And we need as a community to bring ourselves to the table and say, maybe we need to take the time to really understand this and what it means.
There's certainly some implications. Canmore.ca/MDP. It's a pretty big document, but definitely worth reading and understanding.